And I'm not going to promise I won't. But I won't be very long tonight. But there's a word in the scripture that we're going to get to here in just a minute. But you know, if we take a personal inventory of the blessings of God that we have received since we were born, we should be able to say that God has kept us down through the years. The Lord has been good to you and me. The psalmist says in Psalm 37, and the verse is 25, David said, I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The opening words of this verse could have been written by any of us in this room tonight, for they speak of a truth that we all know too well. I have been young. Now I'm old. Whether we want to admit it or not, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, you and I are getting old. It's a reality that many people try to escape or run away from. That's why sometimes you see old men, Brother Long, trying to be look like young men. That's why you see old women trying to look like young women. Hello, somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I've seen them in churches or on the streets of some of the cities and countries I've visited or lived in. You see, they're old, but they try to dress young. They're old, but they try to talk young. They're old, but they try to believe that they still got it going on. Hello, somebody. Now, don't get me wrong tonight, Northwest. There's nothing wrong with wanting to keep alive memories of our younger days when we have plenty of vim and vigor. I mean, some get up and go about ourselves. But my brothers and sisters, I believe that sooner or later, Father Time catches up with us. And we have to say, like that old song says, the old gray mare just ain't what she used to be. It just really tickles me when people refuse to accept old age. It's obvious from the lines on their faces and the furrows in their foreheads that their player and playette days have long been over. But you can't tell them that. They still think that they're still in the game because they're still trying to convince young girls and young boys that they still got it going on. I believe tonight, if you're going out of business, you ought to take down your sign. There is no sense in trying to keep the business open if all your merchandise is outdated. Hello, somebody. Now, I want you to know tonight, brothers and sisters, that it is a physical impossibility to escape the realities of old age. Old age is a natural progression of life. And I don't care how many vitamins you take or how well you wash your diet or how much you exercise, you can't stop yourselves from getting old. And then it's impossible mentally. It doesn't matter how much you exercise your mind or how many natural herbs you swallow or how many books you read on memory retention. Sooner or later, your thought processes will deteriorate and you won't be able to remember people's names or where the place that you've been or what you went into the other room for. Somebody say, I'm already there. Old age brings about change, you see. They used to call you Chippy or Skippy, but now they call you old man and pop, Brother John. They used to call you, you used to be able to stay up all night long. Now you have to take a nap after lunch. You used to be able to run like a deer, but now you crawl like a snail. You used to be able to eat anything your little heart's desire without fear of indigestion. But now when you eat, you have to stay up a while to let it digest. Used to never have to take medicine, you see. But now you have to take a pill for everything. Got to take a pill to make it go down right. And then you got to take a pill for it to come out right. I tell you, that things change. Things change when you get old. Now, David here reminds us in Psalm 37 of one thing that never changes, Northwest. David reminds us that God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if you look back over your life, you have to recognize that God has kept you down through the years. Isn't God good? Yes, the Lord has been good to you and me. Help us, David, to process what you're saying tonight here in Psalm 37. Well, first of all, David speaks of God's goodness in the past tense. David said, I have been young. In other words, look at your own life. David will say that God has been good to me when I was young. In other words, look at yourselves. Look at the place that you went that you could have been killed in because you were young and foolish and didn't see the dangers that lurk in the club or at the party. But God still had his hands on you. The stuff you used to drink and smoke that could have poisoned you. But because you were young and everybody else was doing it, you didn't see the danger that too much of anything is not good for you. But still, God had his hands on you. The people you used to hang out with, some of whom meant you no good, but were your friends because of at the time you had a little something. But because you were young and didn't realize that as long as you have a little something, you have friends. But when you don't have anything, some of your friends will leave you like rats jumping off a sinking ship. When your so-called friend left you, God kept his hands on you. And that's just the past tense of what David is talking about. David said, now let's talk about the present tense. David said that I'm no longer young. David said, now I'm old. My hair has turned white. My eyesight has gotten dim. My steps have drawn short. But guess what? God is still keeping you. Is there anybody here tonight? To know that God is still keeping you? When you know that God is keeping you, you can't help but have a testimony. And it amazes me tonight, Northwest, when folk refuse to give God praise, when it's obvious that it's only the Lord who's keeping them. Some people walk around with their heads in the air and say, because I have a college degree or because I have a lot of money, I don't need anything. Well, I came to tell you tonight, Northwest, that education did not wake you up this morning. And money did not watch over you all last night while you slumbered and slept. Who do you think woke you up this morning? Who do you think started you on your way? When I checked the obituary column this morning, that's what you do when you get old, you see. I didn't see any of your names in that obituary column. That lets me know that you and I are still here and kept by God's grace. You may be arthritic, but God is still good. You may have a bad heart, but God is still good. You may have high blood pressure, but God is still good. You may be diabetic, but God is still good. You may have cancer, but God is still good. And when you know God is good, you can't help to say like David, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David is not saying I've never been in need. We all get in need sometimes, don't we? David is not saying there weren't any times in my life when I didn't need somebody to help me. We all need help every now and again, don't we? David's not saying that there were times in his life when he didn't have to borrow from a friend till our paycheck comes. Because every month, sometimes our bills are more than the money, the income that comes in. But David says, even through all of that, I never had a moment in my life when God didn't care for me. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. nor his seed begging bread. Never is a pretty strong word, isn't it? Never means there is absolutely no question about it. There's been no evidence to the contrary. I've never, David said, seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God truly is an awesome God tonight, isn't he? Yes, God is an awesome God. You know, my grandmother used to say something that I'm sure yours did too when I was young. And I couldn't understand it at the time, but now that I'm up in age, I know what grandmama meant when she said he may not come when you want him. Huh? But he's always on time. God has a reason for blessing you down through the years, Northwest. It's not so that you can just receive the blessing. God's reason for blessing you down through the years is not just for you alone, but that you might be a blessing to someone else. He gives us favor when we don't deserve it. He allows us to breathe his air without charge. He protects us from all hurt, harm, and dangers, both seen and unseen. He allows our golden moments to roll on just a little while longer. Somebody know what I'm talking about tonight. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I do know that we are still around today to testify that it was the Lord that has brought us out of whatever we've gone through. And I think I ought to tell you that if he did it before, he'll do it again. Huh? There is a bright side coming, Northwest. You just keep on trusting in God. Then you can be able to say like Job said in the long ago, when Job lost all that he had, all of his money, all of his children, Job was able to say that all of my appointed time, I'll wait until my change comes. Huh? Yes, I realize that down through the years, God has kept me and God has been good to me. Now, as I approach my close, y'all heard that, didn't you? I want you to know that if you can't think of any other reason to acknowledge how good God is, then I want you to think on this. God forgave us of our sins through the blood of his precious son, Jesus Christ. We were no good, but the Father sent his good son to pay the price for your sin and mine. And because of the goodness of Jesus, those who have accepted him when they die of old age or otherwise simply move from an earthly level of God's goodness to a heavenly level of God's goodness. And if it were not for the fact that God is good tonight, you and I would not have a chance to go and live with him when we die. Now, you may not believe this tonight, but there are some folk who don't believe that God is able tonight. Huh? Now you take a moment and look at your own situation tonight. Look at some of the things that you have faced just this past week. Huh? Look at some of the situations that are constantly in your life. You have come here to this house of God with a need or needs to be met. You are here today because you want to know if I get in trouble, when my back is up against the wall, when all hope is gone, will God still be there for me? I came to tell you, yes, he will, because we serve a God that is able. And I think I ought to tell you that there are some things and situations that you can't make it through by yourself. And you are going to have to trust in God to pull you through. Life will put you in a storm. That storm will bring you to your knees. And let me tell you that I don't care how good you are. Bad things happens to good people. Huh? And these happen to good people sometimes to enable people to understand that there is one better that enables us to understand that the Lord will make a way out of no way for you and me. Nobody can get out of a crisis by themselves. We need God. And I came to tell you that there is someone who cares. Yes, and that's God. Someone to share all your burdens like no other can do. Somebody here can testify tonight with me that God will open up Malachi 3 and verse 10. You can testify with me that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. That you have no room, enough room to receive it. We got somebody who is with us tonight. We are always worried, aren't we? Huh? But we forget the one who said in Hebrews 13 and verse 5, he said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. As long as I am faithful to the Lord, he will be with me. Somebody know what I'm talking about this morning, this evening? Somebody here know that you would have given up a long time ago, but you had a word to keep you going. You were going to quit, but you found out in 1 John 4, in verse number 4, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We got somebody with us tonight. You were going to throw a pity party. Oh, but you found out in Psalm 30, in the verse in number 5, you found out that weeping may endure for a night. Oh, but joy comes in the morning. You are going to lose your mind up in here. But you found out in Isaiah 26, and the verse is number 3, that he is able to keep you in perfect peace. You are going to discard all your hope. Oh, but you found out in Psalm 27, and the verse is number 1, that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You are going to throw it all away. Oh, but one day, when you were in a downtrodden condition, oh, you found out in Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, that if you look to the hills, from which cometh your help, all of your help come from the Lord. I believe I can testify that I'm not the only one in worship tonight that is a member of the Church of Christ. I'm not the only one who found out that he's always with me all the time. And as I get ready to close, again, I think I ought to tell you that we are living in a pressurized world. And let me tell somebody that if you have not had any pressure in your life, you just keep on living. Pressure will come. But Jesus said in Genesis 50 and verse number 20 that what was meant for evil, God meant for good. And I've been around the block a few times, and I've discovered that when you live in a pressurized world, you get a pressurized testimony. And you don't care about what other folks say, because you know for yourself that it was the Lord that made a way out of no way for you in the midst of your tribulations. Jesus does not say, go ahead and give up. He does not say, well, you did your best and you tried. Go on back home and cry. But Christ says, be of good cheer, John 16:33. You don't have to look sad. You don't have to cry all the time. You don't have to drop your head all the time. But cheer up. All because down through the years, the Lord has kept you. Huh? And the Lord has been good to you and me. Thanks be to God that he forgives us through the blood of his only begotten son. And let me illustrate what I mean tonight as I hurry on to close. I'm reminded of a story about a young man who committed a crime that sent him to jail. He was a very rebellious young man who disobeyed his parents and ended up on the wrong side of the law. The law he broke sent him to prison for 8 years. He knew his parents were hurt and embarrassed by his foolishness. And as he sat there those 8 years in prison, he thought about his mother and father and looked forward to the day when he can go home. But as time passed, he didn't know if his father would let him come home or not, because his father never answered his letters while he was in prison. So he wrote a letter to his mother. And the latter said, Mom, in a few days, I'm going to be released from prison. And I'm going to take the train that comes by the family farm. And if you and Dad have forgiven me and give me a new chance, I'd like for you to tie a piece of yellow ribbon in the oak tree beside the railroad tracks. And as I am on the train, if I see that ribbon in the tree, I know that I can jump off that train and that I have been forgiven. He said, if I don't see a ribbon, I'll stay on the train. I'll never come home again. You'll never hear from me again. Well, the day came for his release from jail. He walked to the train station. He brought himself a ticket and got on the train. And with every turn of the wheel of that locomotive train, his tensions mounted, wondering if that piece of ribbon was going to be in that tree. And as the train rounded the bend that led to the family farm, he couldn't stand to look. So he asked the man that was sitting across from him, asked him to look for him, to see if he saw a ribbon in the tree. He said, it's my family farm, and I want to know if there's a ribbon in that tree. The man said, yes, I'll do that for you. And as they came to the family farm, the boy said, do you see the ribbon? And the man said, no, I don't see a ribbon. I see hundreds of ribbons tied to every branch. I see ribbons tied to the clothesline. I see ribbons on the rose bushes. There are ribbons on the fence. There are ribbons on the scarecrow. It looked like there's no ribbons on that farm that day. And the man asked the young man, he said, what does it mean? And the boy jumped off the train and said, it means I'm forgiven. And there's a new beginning with my mother and my father. I'm closing now. I'm going to quit when I tell you tonight that love forgives. Love forgives. And if you can't think of any other reason to tell God thank you tonight, tell him thank you for forgiving me. Yes, down through the years, not just one day, but down through the years, not just every once in a while, but down through the years, God has kept you and me. Down through the years, the Lord has transformed my sorrow into joy. Down through the years, the Lord has been a bridge over troubled waters. Down through the years, the God of my salvation has been a burden bearer and a heavy load carrier. So no matter what you're going through right now, Northwest, be of good cheer. For we have the victory through Jesus Christ. And I found out for myself that there is power in victory. The God we serve is able to deliver us. Daniel understood that no long ago, didn't he? In Daniel chapter 3. The reason I know that God is able tonight is because when my enemies, the psalmist says in Psalm 27 verse 2, that when my enemies came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. The reason I know that he's able, because I can look at Psalm 23 and verse 4. And although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For I found out for myself that he's with me. And I found out that his rod and his staff comfort me. Down through the years, it hasn't always been easy. But God made a way for you and me. Down through the years, the roads got rough, huh? And the going got tough. But thanks be to God, we made it through. In the words of that familiar song, I'm still here. And kept by his love, the songwriter said, heartaches, I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of troubles, but I'm still here. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and bruises, but I'm still here. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me, huh? God kept me. God has been good to me. Yes, lied on, huh? Many times I've been lied on, but I'm still here. Burdens, I've had my bear so many burdens, but I'm still here. Dark days, yes, I've had my share of dark days, but I'm still here. Disappointments, yes, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here, and I'm kept by his blood. Somebody know what I'm talking about tonight. Yes, you know that the Lord is keeping us day by day. And the Lord has been good to us down through the years. And I don't know about you, but I can hear that songwriter said, be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings, love abide. God will take care of you. Through every day, all the way, whatever you go through, God will take care of you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us tonight. Thank you for making a way out of no way for us tonight. I know for myself that God has been good to me. What about you tonight? Down through the years, God has kept us, by his love. And I don't know about you all tonight, but the reason why I'm so happy tonight to be a child of God is because he said he loved me. And the reason why I know he loved me, because the Bible says that God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die for you and me. That's love. That's love. God has kept you and me down through the years. What a blessing to be still on this side of eternity. Even with our heartaches, God is still good. Even with our pain, our arthritis, our back pain, whatever the situation may be, we can still look back on our lives and say, God, you've been good. God, you've been good to me down through the years. Don't we serve a good God? What a mighty God we serve. And I'm glad tonight to be among brothers and sisters of like precious faith. And you know, you can enjoy the goodness of God if you're here tonight and you have not put Christ on in baptism. Here is your opportunity to share in the blessings that those that are in Christ gets to share. What a blessing it is tonight. If this invitation is for you tonight, and I pray I've said something tonight that will uplift you and help you through the remainder of this year, and always keep in the back and forefront of your mind that we serve a God that never changes. He's the same each and every day. Be faithful to him, and he'll be faithful to you. If this invitation is for you, I ask you to stand now as we sing the song of encouragement.